a deer ran out on the road at night, somewhere down Highway 3. Well, the road was thin, and there she stood, as still as she could be. I see her eyes shining like some silver on the moon. When I made that trip back home to Saskatoon, inside me get real sharp and quickly wilt, and all the twisted, bent up, ugly feelings of guilt. And I see lace like ribbon wound all through the winter wood, while her breath just sunk away from where I stood. Well, the wind just whirls around us, blowing dust from town to town, and picking up your lover's laugh and putting it back down. Well, I often hitch this road alone whenever weather's good, but it's cold at night now through the winter wood.
For your song Winterwood?
Oh, Winterwood was a song that I wrote about a lot of the time that I spent traveling back and forth between Saskatchewan and the West Kootenays when I was living out there, because I'm originally from Saskatoon. And my dog Shelby and I would travel back and forth on Highway 3 on the Crow's Nest, and we'd hitchhike. And we would do that, you know, many, many times a year back and forth. And sometimes when we were traveling, I felt really powerful and very, you know, very empowered. And then sometimes when we were traveling, I felt very vulnerable. And that's kind of the dynamic that I'm looking at the song from the perspective of seeing this deer on the road and how vulnerable the deer is in the middle of the winter and, you know, the beautiful quiet of the winter wood. So that's kind of where I was coming from with that song.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Writing, definitely. Yeah, you know, I think I often say that if I could write, not that I don't enjoy performing and recording and all that sort of stuff, but if I could just write full time, I think that would probably be what I would do. I love the solitude of writing, and I love the quiet reflection. And it's always been a way for me to really work through whatever is going on with me emotionally. just to kind of work through it with sound and color and just put it all out there and then move on. So I love to write.
You've toured extensively in this country as well as recently in Europe and the UK, and you've also opened for Cor Blunt and Frazee Ford. I'm sure there have been all kinds of memorable shows. Can you tell me about one that stands out in your mind as a really special experience?
Yeah, I guess when I was first starting out professionally, it was 2015, and I was invited to go on tour with Buffy St. Marie. And I toured with Buffy St. Marie for a couple weeks all across the country. And that was, Buffy is an incredible inspiration to me, and I've always idolized her spirit and her music. And so it was just such an honor to tour with her and to watch her perform and entertain. I mean, there's really no one else out there that's like Buffy St. Marie. And so that was an incredibly special experience for me and a wonderful learning opportunity about, you know, what a true performer does and how they engage the audience and what they're like up there. Yeah.
What sort of venues do you enjoy the most or feel are most conducive to your relationship with the music and with your listeners?
Well, it depends, I suppose, on how I'm feeling, but I really enjoy playing theaters. Theaters can be really quite nice because the sound is often really, really, really good. And when you're performing, you're quite at the mercy of the sound technician. And often you get, you know, really good sound and things work out really good. But sometimes the systems aren't always working properly. But in a theater, I find that there's just beautiful sound, beautiful lights, big stage, engaged audience, you know, people that have really come there to appreciate the music. We've got a bar or a pub, sometimes it can feel a bit loud or a bit like, you know, folks are, you know, there to socialize and that sort of thing, which I completely understand. I mean, when I was in Germany just this past winter, I had a couple come up to me and they said, "Steph, I hear in Canada people in the audience will actually speak to each other during a performance." And I said, "Well, yeah, that's kind of the culture. You know, people are there to socialize as well as take in the music." And they looked at each other aghast and said, "Oh, can you imagine speaking during a performance? I can't believe it." Everybody over there is so engaged. They come to hear the music no matter where they are. It's a very different culture, but one that I really appreciate, obviously, as an artist.
Yeah, that must be such a cool experience to encounter that kind of audience.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Germany was a fantastic place to play, and I was really, really well treated by the audience and the promoters and everybody that was involved in the tour. It was wonderful.
I know you have some cool festivals booked for the summer. What else is on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
Well, I'm continuing to write as I always do, and demoing some new material sort of all the time. And then working with other artists to develop the songs for my third album. So that will hopefully go into production before the year's over. I have some other festival work, some music conferences and gig performances and that sort of stuff. But really, really focused on the new album. And me and my band recorded a single in just a few months ago that we're going to be releasing, I believe, in October. We don't have a release date yet, but sometime in the fall, and that'll be my first single and real recording experience with other artists that is going to be released. So I'm really excited about that too.
What's the name of your website so we can keep track of those new releases and tour dates?
Yeah, so my website is just www.stephcameron.com, and then I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So folks can just check me out on any of those platforms and get the scoop of what's going on.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Young and Living Free. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, Young and Living Free, I guess, is just about the, you know, it's just about sort of families and how we all sort of go through the same, changes, you know, life changes, being young, growing old, and about how a lot of those things just sort of repeat and repeat through families. But it's just about just appreciating, you know, the time that we have and having compassion for our elders and for those younger than us as well.
Very valuable and relatable message. Steph, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've seen the dreams I've had winding through the years I've known. Some have washed away, some are overgrown. There was a time when the sunshine had made all my plans, when I was young and living free. I'd seen it all and I knew everything there was to know. I'd pack my bags in the morning light and I would go. The sun would shine, the rain would pass, and all my troubles fade, when I was young and living free. The world was wild and it was only here for me, when I was young and living free. They once did, when they were young and living free. When the world ain't quite the way it used to be, is when they were young and living free. Faded in.